is to truly invest in your business. This is a good time to take a good look at what's working or what's not working regarding your bookkeeping or your tax situation and work with a professional. Another great resource would be to work with a business coach or a marketing coach to help them grow their business.
Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. Hey, if you're a small business owner, no matter what type of business you have, maybe you have a brick and mortar store, a little store in a strip mall or in, I don't know, out by itself, or maybe you have a side hustle selling crafts or baked goods, maybe you're in direct sales, maybe you're a coach or consultant of some sort. My guess is that the pandemic has impacted your business in some way. It's definitely impacted mine. And sometimes, as small business owners, we get so excited about all the things that are going on in our business, getting stressed out about those things, that we don't necessarily think about or want to think about bookkeeping and taxes, something that's very important. Now, I got to tell you, I hate everything associated with bookkeeping and taxes. That's why I have not done my own bookkeeping and taxes for the last 12 years of owning my own business. It can be a giant headache. You know I'm right. Come on now, give me an amen. Now that's exactly why I wanted to have Liz Cruz, owner of Tax Time 365, on the podcast to share with us five tax and bookkeeping headaches to avoid during the pandemic. Liz has a very fascinating story. Her passion for numbers began as a teenager, probably around 13 years old, she said, helping her mom balance the books for her mom's catering business. And she's worked in the financial services industry for the past 25 years, and she now offers bookkeeping and tax preparation services to small business owners and individual households. She'll even do your taxes for you if you're just an average family, you don't own your own business. She does that nationwide. Now, you may have heard episode 144 entitled How You and Your Business Can Stand Out from the Crowd. On that episode, I highlighted Liz as one of my clients in the Rise Up Business Academy. Now, in this 12-month group consulting program, I help business owners develop what I call a standout statement to clarify exactly who they help and what results they provide. Let me read to you once again Liz Cruz's standout statement. She says, I help female business owners maximize their income by paying the least amount of taxes legally possible while reducing their stress so they can actually enjoy their business rather than worrying about their finances. Isn't that amazing? It's so good. It's so clear on who she helps and the result that she provides. So my hope is that during this short conversation, it will raise your awareness of some bookkeeping and tax issues that you may be facing because of the pandemic. All right, let's jump into my conversation with Liz Cruz. Well, Liz, thanks so much for taking some time to hang with me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks. It's great to be here with you.
Yeah. All right. I want to know, as someone who's been doing bookkeeping and tax preparation for many, many years, And I know that you focus primarily on female solopreneurs, which is very interesting. Like, I never even knew that a tax preparation person or bookkeeper that would kind of niche down like that, but it makes sense. What are the unique challenges that solopreneurs and even small businesses face when it comes to just everyday bookkeeping and tax preparation?
Regarding the bookkeeping, many times they forget to record their expenses properly or how to manage keeping track of their open invoices. So being able to stay on top of it for them and help them manage that really alleviates a lot of headaches.
I mean, I have never done my own bookkeeping or taxes. I did my own taxes like early in marriage when it was like no big deal, like two, you know, lower income people just trying to, you know, it was easy. You know, what do you call that? The 1090 form? Is that what it's called?
1040.
1040. 1090 is what you get when you're, look at that. I don't even know what I'm talking about. 1040. Okay. So I did it then, but then when I was a pastor for 10 years, obviously I had someone doing the bookkeeping and all of that. And then when I started my own businesses like 12 years ago, I've always had somebody do bookkeeping. I can't even imagine being a solopreneur and doing my own bookkeeping and taxes. I mean, I guess people do it just to save money, but it just seems really overwhelming to me.
It's so true. Many times it's over their heads. I mean, it's been able to help customers truly focus on their passion and let me handle the other half. And it helps alleviate a lot of the stress.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you work with a client, and you kind of alluded to it there, like what is your ultimate goal for her?
My ultimate goal is to have them pay the least amount of taxes and be able to maximize on their income.
Now, when you say least amount of taxes, what are you doing here, Liz? Are you doing some shortcuts, some super like ninja moves or?
Not at all. Just allowing them to truly maximize their deductions. Deductions that you may not think about that you can use to reduce that tax liability.
Sure. Okay. Because that's like your thing. Like that's what you're focused on all the time. You know all the rules, regulations, and deductions. And as a business owner, solopreneur, you know, we're oftentimes focused on how do we grow our business? What are we doing for our clients? We're not thinking about taxes and bookkeeping all the time. So we may miss something is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So we're in the midst of, now people may be listening to this at different times, but we're still in the midst of this stinking pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we're recording this in September 2020, which people are now going, okay, end of the year is coming up, thinking about taxes.
Yes.
How has this pandemic and COVID possibly impacted my business in terms of taxes and bookkeeping? What are some of the headaches that business owners need to avoid as they're thinking about bookkeeping and taxes in relation to the pandemic?
In relation to the pandemic, truly, if you applied for any kind of SBA loan or payroll protection, that can affect your taxes in the end of the year. I really would like to talk to somebody who they did do a payroll protection plan, that they understand that they have a clause in that loan where they can, you know, write off, have forgivable up to 75% of that loan. But provided that they stayed within the guidelines, and that's where your bookkeeping comes into place, because I'll be able to then book that those funds in the right category so that they can show their lender that they use those funds for that purpose. So that's
okay.
One area that COVID has added a little bit more policing, if you will.
So if they got a PPP or payroll protection program loan,
yes.
Yeah, and they call it a loan, but it's forgivable. You're saying 75%. I thought it was 100% forgivable.
Nope. 75% if you've maintained your salary and or your employees on the books.
Okay. And then the SBA loan is more of that's a long-term business loan.
Correct.
Okay.
At a lower rate, yes.
So if you took either one of those things, that is going to impact your bookkeeping and taxes, and you got to make sure that you're following the guidelines is basically what you're saying.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. What's another headache that solopreneurs need to avoid?
Very commonly, especially if you're a solopreneur, and is making sure you have separate bank accounts, one for your personal and one for your business. You'd never want to commingle your funds. You can create a big headache with IRS. You'll have inaccurate books and you'll have inaccurate information when you do your taxes. So I highly recommend have a separate bank account only for your business.
Okay, so let's just say I'm starting a business. I'm doing like a network marketing or direct sales type thing. I've signed up to sell Roden and Fields or whatever it's called, you know, all that fake stuff.
Yes. or
let's say I am starting to sell crafts at a, you know, on Etsy. Okay. And I don't have a business license. I'm not incorporated. I don't even have business cards.
Okay.
Do I need a separate bank account?
Yes.
Why?
You don't have to go to the bank and say, I need to have a business account for this other account, basically. You just want to have it separate so that in case you were to be audited, your records are all in one place. And it shows that you did not commingle your funds with your personal finances. So you don't have to be incorporated or have a true business, but it'd be good practice to just keep it separate.
Okay. And all of this, it feels like a lot of the things that we do in terms of bookkeeping and taxes is all just in case that deadly, like, piece of mail arrives in your inbox, right? Like, that's correct. It's all just making sure that you've got your T's crossed and your I's dotted.
Right. Good preventive medicine, right?
Okay. So one headache, you said, got to make sure you're following the guidelines on PPP and SBA. The second is no commingling of business and personal funds. Make sure you get that separate bank account.
Right.
What's another headache that entrepreneurs need to avoid?
Well, this season with COVID, for the first time ever, that self-employed people were able to apply for unemployment. And unemployment, although may help them, which is great that we had that ability, I highly recommend that they have withheld taxes while they were receiving that unemployment, once again, for preventative measures, so that you're not slapped with extra taxes at the next year. So I highly recommend to withheld at least 10 to 15% of what you're receiving and just leave it alone and put it on a savings monies for your tax liability.
And yes. So are we going to be taxed on that unemployment money on both a state and federal level, or does it depend on the state? What does that look like?
It will depend on the state. Typically, unemployment is only taxed on the state level, but because COVID's laws and rules are changing dynamically every day, we won't know until November, maybe December, as to what they decide to land on for self-employed people. Because we never, you know, as a self-employed person, you never paid into unemployment. Now, all of a sudden, you've got this money that got to you. I like to err on cautious and have you be prepared to have the funds in case you have to pay it back or be taxed on it, than not have it.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Otherwise, I'm paying for my taxes on a credit card.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Oh, man. I've never done that, but that would be painful. So what are some other challenges, headaches that solopreneurs need to avoid during this time?
Well, the other thing that you can really maximize is, especially if you've got the funds from the SBA loan to be able to do, is to truly invest in your business. This is a good time to take a good look at what's working or what's not working regarding your bookkeeping or your tax situation and work with a professional. Another great resource would be to work with a business coach or a marketing coach to help them grow their business. So that this is a time where we're kind of in limbo a little bit. We're busy, maybe not so busy, but truly take the time to focus on your business during this time.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's one last thing that I want to make sure that people hear, because I, from the very beginning, have had somebody doing my bookkeeping and somebody doing my taxes, because I just felt like it was safer. I felt like it was more professional. Number one, I hate Liz doing money and tax stuff. The other day, I went through an assessment called the Berkman assessment. Okay. And it talks through about all your interests in life. And I think one of my lowest interests, it said, was numbers and like money, finance kind of stuff. And so I was like, oh my goodness, this is so great. I'm fine with my personal finances. Like, no problem. It's more of just all the headache of business.
Right.
Are solopreneurs taking a risk by doing their own bookkeeping and taxes? Yes or no?
Absolutely. Yes.
Are you saying that just because you do that?
Well, you just explained how that would not work for you to do it, right? That's not your expertise. You will miss out on really valuable deductions that you wouldn't have a clue to maximize, right?
Right.
That's not your expertise. So yes, you do take a risk that, one, you'll end up paying more taxes because you're not deducting enough or the right ones, and or you may be paying more taxes, which you don't want to do either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Tell me about you for a minute here. Why would someone ever want to get into bookkeeping and tax preparation? Well, I don't understand that. Like, how did you get into this?
Well, I started early on helping my parents in their business. So balancing and numbers was something that was intriguing to me, and found it to be a little, if I took the test you just explained, I probably would come up really high and that this is a something I enjoy and I understand.
How old were you when you started helping them and what kind of business was it?
I was in my teens, maybe 13 or so, junior high type of grade. It was a catering and restaurant business, realizing they needed help. Someone had to, you know, at least show them how to do it.
13 years old and you're doing the books for your family's catering business. Did they say, can you help us? Like they just weren't, you know, savvy in with numbers or?
Well, my mother's business primarily. She was a driver and she had this box full of receipts and they had someone that would come in and would go through all the receipts while they were paying that person. Finally says, I can tally up those receipts and tell you those are all your expenses. And then these other stack of receipts, those are all the income you got. Okay, so now we can figure out how much you're really making.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. At 13. Amazing. And then how did that translate as you kind of continued in life?
Well, I've worked in banking software companies. I really went more in the analytical side of stuff because I like numbers and analysis. That's what I did on my earlier and worked with a lot of software companies, data management and just data mining, if you will, bank software, bookkeeping software back when it was really awful, but now it's much better. So that kind of evolved. That evolved through the years. And then I decided I'm going to do taxes and take a class and see if this is something I like and realize I like it. And for a little while, I stopped doing it because I got busy with raising kids and had, you know, doing other things. Then I went back to it when I realized, oh my gosh, they're charging so much money to do taxes and it's really not that hard. And why, especially solopreneurs who don't have a lot to, you know, they're not coming in with tons of boxes of stuff. So when I worked with a commercial, very brief period of a big commercial tax firm that I'll leave, I won't say who they
unnamed.
Are.
Unnamed.
And unnamed and realized that wasn't fair. It wasn't fair to the client. I didn't feel anyway. So that's how I started. I mean, it's been now over 5 years doing it on my own. And then just organically, people would come to me and say, what are you doing? And I said, I'm going to do taxes. And I'm like, great. I'm going to start a new business. And I'm a masseuse and I don't have any business or I don't have this or that. It's great. You're the perfect client.
It's wonderful. Yeah. So amazing. Okay. What do you enjoy the most about working? I know you like the numbers itself, but what do you like the most about owning your own tax and, you know, bookkeeping business?
Well, I love the freedom, right, of being able to do a business that you enjoy and that you like. And then I love helping someone have their business run and manage well so that they could do what they truly enjoy. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to be as successful as you are doing what you're doing. But I would love to help you be successful so you don't have to do what I did, right?
That's brilliant.
So that's the way, that's how it's translated. And it really, it's a win-win. And that feels good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You are also, people should know, a triathlete.
Yes.
How did you get into this? And I mean, you know, and you're no spring chicken here. All right, Liz, yes. You know, and you're doing amazing things.
Yes. I started about 5 years ago. I was already cycling and doing a lot of miles. And I went across to France and said, you know, I would love to work ride with a group. And they said, you should check out this group. It's a predominantly female triathlete group and see what you think. And I was like, oh no, I'm never doing a triathlon. And that's just not what I'm going to do. So it's been about 5 to 6 years now. And fast forward to, yes, I do truly enjoy it. Swim, bike, run is a lot more fun than just riding. Although riding is my specialty. And it's been fun. I really enjoy it. Yes.
And how many triathlons have you competed in?
I have done, I don't know, maybe 10 or so of the Olympic distances. Last year was my first half Ironman, which is 70.3. And this year with COVID, all of my races got canceled. So it's been a rough year.
Yeah. That is really tough. Yeah. Well, I mentioned to people in our opening that we actually work together. And I wanted to just take a minute toward the end of our time to ask, what, before we started working together, what were you trying to do and what were you experiencing in the process?
Well, when I was, when I first thought of working with you is that I was really stressed. I was stressed and I was feeling really overwhelmed, really bad at marketing. So when I reached out, I was hearing you talk to other people, following you in your podcast and seeing how you're helping clients and giving great information, I really realized that, you know, I really need to do this. This would help my business. And in doing so, it really has freed me up to think about truly how to grow the business, but also giving me the confidence that I needed to help me move forward with doing the business. But I was kind of all over the place, you know, not my expertise, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'd let people know you have been working full-time at a full-time job and doing tax and preparation as well, which is very common. You know, as people are growing a business, it's oftentimes something that they're doing on the side until it can grow into a full-time, you know, endeavor. And so that makes it very difficult. Like you said, you felt scattered. That's a pretty normal feeling when you're trying to balance all of these different responsibilities. Yeah.
So true. It's very true.
What's it been like working with me over the last few months? What's that like? If people, you know, people are kind of wondering like, who is this guy? What's he all about?
Yeah. Well, you've helped me really be focused and really tap into that I'm doing the right thing. I'm in the right lane to do my business. And you're a great encourager. I really appreciate your patience, your knowledge of pointing me in the right direction when I'm feeling like I'm totally stressed out, or kind of help bring me back. It's like, it's okay. It's going to be fine. You're quite a true coach, of really encouraging someone to, you know, take that dip, you know, go, you could do that triathlon, you know? But yes, you definitely are an encourager, and I truly appreciate, and entrust when you do push me and give me that nudge to take the next steps, which has been really good.
So fun. Well, yeah. I love what you're doing and, I love you're growing and, we're growing together, and it's super fun to watch you do that.
Thank you.
So if people want to work with you, I know you offer a free consultation where you'll spend a few minutes on the phone with them just to understand their business or what they're trying to accomplish. What do you do during that consultation time?
So I do a 20-minute tax and bookkeeping assessment with the client just to get understanding of what their needs are, where their pain points are, and see how I can help them. Our goal is always to help them save money, right, and reduce their tax liability. I promise to listen to them and see where the pain points are so that I can assist them. Not everyone, as you know, is the perfect client, but I definitely would like to talk with someone to see if we are a fit or how we can put them in the right direction if they just need some fine-tuning.
Female entrepreneurs, business owners, and solopreneurs, that's kind of your sweet spot and people that you love to work with.
Absolutely.
Good. And so where can they reach out to you and schedule a time to book a call?
Sure. They can go to our website. It's called taxtime365.com. And you can go to the contacts page. So it's taxtime365.com/contact and schedule a time. And I'll be happy to speak with them.
That's awesome, Liz. I appreciate this. This is timely advice for any business owner. Can I also ask you a question? Do you also do taxes for individuals, not just business people?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So if somebody's listening and they're going, hey, I've got, you know, I'd love for somebody to just do my taxes, you're open to doing that as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Taxtime365.com. I love that URL. Super easy. Slash contact. And you can book a time to connect with Liz. All right. Thank you so much, Liz, for taking some time educating us.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.